My next guest is a retired physicist and author, Norman Rogers. And he has a very interesting story to tell each and every one of you. And it's contained in a book called Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy. You may be thinking that that is the way to go. And with the Ocasio-Cortezes and all of the dwarfs that are following behind her running for president, this is going to be a topic on the table in our American living room. So help me welcome to the show the author of this book, Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar, Norman Rogers. Welcome, I believe, for the first time to the C.L. Bryant Show. How are you, friend?
I'm doing well, and I'm happy to be here.
So glad that you are here. Norman, let me ask you this. What's the genesis? Let's ask it this way. What was the genesis of you writing this particular book, Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy?
Well, when I retired, I got interested in the whole global warming thing, and that led me to the green energy thing. And so I just decided to look into it and do the numbers on it, and I discovered that it's, you know, very completely a fraud.
And so we have heard these words before. You've heard me say these very same things. And, of course, you're a Neanderthal if you say those type things. So let's investigate it. Let's unpack it here with retired physicist and author Norman Rogers. Norman, when we talk about it being a fraud, you have to call Al Gore. Then we must be a fraud. And all of the global warming and the polar bears disappearing and ice melt. Talk to us about what's fraudulent about it.
Well, wind and solar is erratic energy. It comes and goes. Obviously, the solar goes away every night when the sun sets. And as a result, you have to have a backup source of power to take over when the wind or solar fails. And so you really end up with two complete sets of power plants. It's not economical to have two complete sets of power plants. In fact, since you have all these backup plants that are perfectly capable of carrying the load, why bother with the wind and solar at all? There's just no reason. Yet it's been foisted on us by a lot of very self-interested people who have good lobbyists, and there are huge government subsidies for wind and solar. It's about 70% subsidized. And they go out and say, well, it's cheaper than your conventional power. But they forget to mention that the only reason it's ever cheaper is because it's 70% subsidized.
Wow. And folks, this is important that you grab the fact that you're already paying. Your money is the subsidy. Understand that. The government doesn't have any money. It's your money that's subsidizing a fraud. And that is important for you to understand. So my next question to you then would be this. What's the end game? There has to be a purpose in our politicians, some of them, our legislators, wanting to take us in this direction. Is there a rhyme and reason to it, Norman Rogers?
Yeah, I think there's a number of self-interested groups that kind of conspire together to push this. You have the scientific technological establishment that pushes the whole global warming theme, and that's been a big bonanza for them, because the where science has come to these days is if you predict doomsday, you predict something terrible is going to happen, you get a lot of attention and money. If you were to just say, well, the climate's going fine, everything's about as it's always been, no one would pay any attention to you. So they have a vested interest in doing that. You have the manufacturers of the wind turbines. And you also have the environmental groups, for instance, the Sierra Club. The Sierra Club has a long history of hating energy, of just about every type of energy. Of course, they hate dams on rivers, so they hate hydroelectric energy. They hate nuclear energy, and they had a huge campaign against that back in the 70s and 80s. They hate coal, and campaign going on against that right now. So they really had to have some kind of alternative because we do need energy. So they came up with supporting wind and solar. But wind and solar is really not practical. That seems to escape them.
When we hear the rantings of someone like an Ocasio-Cortez, are we hearing someone who is absolutely speaking out of school and from a position that lacks knowledge? Norman, I want you to hold that thought. And I also, because we're about up against a break here, and I want you to come back with me after the break. But also, as a follow-up to that question, I also want to ask about you received your BA in physics from the University of California at Berkeley, as well as your MS physics from University of Hawaii. And we also want to share with the audience how to get a hold of your work and how to get a hold of you if, in fact, they want to bring you to a place where you could speak to their civic church or organizations, whatever it might be, that you want to get the real skinny from a physicist on this particular topic. But we're on with Norman Rogers, retired physicist and the author of the book Dumb Energy, a critique of wind and solar energy, right here on the C.L. Bryant Show, reminding all of you who are walking through Times Square, look up above Ripley's Believe It or Not, and every hour you will see on the Red State Talk billboard, the C.L. Bryant Show does pop up there 24 hours a day, every hour. And old C.L.'s face is looking right back at you there in Times Square. All of you who might be leaving me at the top of the hour, only carry 1 hour of the show, I want to thank you for coming along as we build the bridge to conversation throughout our great nation, the greatest nation on the face of the planet. That would be America, the greatest success story the world has known.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Stand up for America. Then Americans, stand up, stand up, stand up. God bless you. God bless America.
I do the best I can, always with a helping hand, and for the flag I stand.
CL back with you coast to coast, border to border, throughout the fruited plains of America. That was D-Rock's latest hit, I Am an American, and I was honored to lend my voice to the opening of that song. Get it wherever music is sold. I'm on with retired physicist, and he is also author of the book Dumb Energy, a Critique of Wind and Solar. Norman Rogers is my guest. Norman, tell the folks where they can pick up the book and how to get a hold of you if they want you to come out and speak to them on this topic.
Yes, I have a website, dumbenergy.com, and if they go to the website, they can contact me. The book is also available on Amazon, so it's no problem to get the book.
Grab it, folks. Check it out. It is a pertinent topic for today. Throughout the globe, wherever you are, this is a topical issue that we are dealing with. I see that you attended both University of California, Berkeley, UC California, Berkeley, as well as University of Hawaii. Both of those places in current day America are bastions of progressive liberal thought that it seemed to be the engine behind the green energy ideals that we are seeing today. Norman, it appears that you have put aside all of the flavor that goes with Berkeley and the University of Hawaii to come to a very sensible conclusion about certain realities. Is it uncommon for a physicist like yourself to escape with this type of thought pattern, having been educated in a place like Berkeley and the University of Hawaii? Talk to us about your educational background, and have you always been an advocate for this type of common sense? Talk to us.
Yeah, well, I hate to reveal my age, but I graduated from Berkeley in 1965.
Wow.
There was a lot of turmoil then, but it wasn't exactly like it is now. We definitely had an element at Berkeley at that time that I would characterize as being communist. But actually, Berkeley kind of radicalized me in sort of the opposite direction, made me more conservative. And the University of Hawaii was a nice place, and not nearly as radical as Berkeley. So that's the story of my education.
You know, when you say the University of Hawaii was a nice place, I heard everyone around the country listening to the show say, "Really?" And so I got to tell you, I've never been to Hawaii, but Jane and I are on our way here in the summer, and I certainly am looking forward to it. So the conservatism was actually an act of rebellion against a communist trend that may have been occurring or was occurring back in the mid-60s. And folks, that was the era of the beatniks, the hippies, and the coffee houses there in Berkeley. So you sort of rebelled against it, or you found a different avenue for yourself. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it led you to this point in time. Now, Ocasio-Cortez, the new green energy deal. Give us your take on why it wouldn't work.
She's so poorly uninformed and so bad that even the Democrats are getting on her case. I know they attacked her very heavily on Meet the Press yesterday. You know, her whole idea that we're going to go to green energy, of course, I've already said it's dumb energy. It doesn't make any sense at all. But the idea that, you know, 86% of the carbon dioxide emissions come from outside the United States. We're only contributing 14%. So, you know, she doesn't talk about getting China or India to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions. It's like, you know, it doesn't make any sense what she's doing. And they caught her also on the whole Amazon thing, where she didn't really understand, you know, Amazon was going to go to New York City, and there was a big protest against it, and so Amazon said, "Goodbye, we're not coming." And she said, "Oh, that's wonderful. It's the people finally won a victory over the big bad corporation," but actually New York lost out, of course, in a very big way. And the mayor of New York, who's no conservative, said they had expected to get $27 billion worth of benefits from Amazon coming there, and they were giving them some tax benefits amounting to $3 billion. And so
right.
She's a child. She doesn't know what she's talking about, but she has a big following.
It's incredible, you know, the following that she has. We're on with retired physicist and author Norman Rogers, and when we talk about jobs that can be lost to nuclear energy, to wind and solar ideals like Ocasio-Cortez has put forward, Norman Rogers has definitely hit the nail on the head. There's a lot of money that can be and was lost in that deal. Listen, if you own a clothing store, a dry cleaners, a fingernail parlor where women go get their nails done, barbershops, restaurants, you name it, when those many jobs fail to materialize in your city, believe me, there is business loss. And, you know, one other thing that she forgot and does not understand, and you pointed this out, Norman Rogers, is that the state of New York was going to give something like $3 billion in tax incentives. Somehow she felt as though that was real money. That is not real money that New York was going to give to Amazon. She was saying that same money can be used to revitalize neighborhoods. The height of her ignorance is just absolutely stifling as far as that is concerned. When Al Gore, Norman Rogers, brought up the idea that the polar caps were melting and all of that, you mentioned something about the whole generation of the way the world works or physics works is cyclical. Is that something that he left out of that argument? Is this a cyclical thing as far as the rising and falling of the oceans and all of that? Talk to us about that.
Well, the climate is very complicated, and there's a lot of things, a lot of wheels turning. And it's not as simple as saying, well, you put carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and it's going to warm the Earth catastrophically. It may warm the Earth a little bit, but the evidence is at this point that the carbon dioxide really doesn't have a huge warming effect. However, the carbon dioxide does have a greening effect because plants, as we all know, plants breathe in carbon dioxide, and the carbon and carbon dioxide allows them to make their plant bodies, which are hydrocarbons. The increase in carbon dioxide in the last 30 or 40 years has resulted in significant backtracking of the deserts, increased productivity in agriculture. So carbon dioxide is probably a pretty good thing.
I know that trees love them. Trees love carbon dioxide, folks. There's no doubt about it. As far as that is concerned. Last question for you. Norman Rogers is on with us, author of the book Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy. Pick it up on Amazon. And, of course, we're going to have him tell us where you can get in touch with him right before we end the interview today. 12 years, the progressive liberals, Ocasio-Cortez and others, are saying is all we have to change the direction and refit our buildings and refit our homes so that we don't kill ourselves. Any truth to that, Norman Rogers?
No, it's pathetically ridiculous. You know, we're not going to turn the economy upside down for 12 years without impoverishing the whole country. Shows, you know, supposedly she graduated from college with a degree in economics, but she really seems to have no conception of how the economy works or what's involved. And we're going to have a Manhattan Project to turn the whole world upside down, and there's no point to it. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
And that is from someone who has studied the field of physics, has retired from it with stellar credentials. Norman, tell the folks how to get a hold of you and how to get a hold of your book once again.
Yes, you can go to the website dumbenergy.com and you can contact me there. And the book is you can get it at that website or go to Amazon or just Google Dumb Energy. It's very easy to find.
I want to thank you for being on with me. We will have you on again. It was enlightening. I wish that I had more time to talk with you because I'd like to explore the Michael Moore and the Al Gore approach to the counterbalance, this conversation that we're having. And again, it was enlightening. And I'm certain that our audience needed to have someone like you to express the opinions that they think, but they don't have any real foundation to say. And so get the book, folks. Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy. It is by Norman Rogers, retired author and retired physicist and author. And you have to be armed with certain facts. Are you hearing me? Because there is a lot of smoke being blown at and toward the American people at this point in time. And again, Norman Rogers, thank you, man. God bless and God keep you. Continue to fight the good fight. I know that you will, because you are fighting the good fight. Again, thank you.